Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Lucy McCulley, Kelly Lux Callahan, Jeffrey Sumler, Melissa Verbal, Greg Langer, Kelsey P, Mobius, Petticoated Swashbuckler, Christopher Pajo, Azmith. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to episode 119 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I've got...
Helen Gould. Lydia Nicholas.
Spring Monroe.
102133 Ben Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Azu.
Somehow, much to my surprise, I remain.
Yeah.
Amis Lahurin Altahan.
Grizzop Drick at Amsterdam, who is kind of having a fine time.
Just fine. Could be worse.
I hope you get to come and help us soon.
How am I going to get there? You've stolen the only Einstein.
could find another.
So,
Einstein?
Let's pick this up, shall we? So the party's been having a rough time of it in Rome.
Yeah.
You got attacked, managed to find a place to
Let's be honest, get attacked again. I attacked it first.
That's fair.
So you've just been running around Rome attacking the residents.
Yeah, basically.
Serves you right, that's what I say.
Pretty much.
There goes the neighbourhood, adventurers all over the place. Meanwhile, in slightly less life-threatening, slightly more involved, we've got Grizzop, who's managed to get the Orcs of the Mountain, who have lost their town, you don't know, to a landslide and are currently babysitting a wild who's a poorly boy.
You teach that man some self-care.
His poorly boy is wild.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I'm actually going to start with everyone in Rome.
Okay.
Everyone in Rome. You've all been cuddling for a while. There's one problem. How long do you want to cuddle for? Because that sun ain't moving.
We need to sleep. If we sleep and we wake up and I have my spell slots back, then I'll start moving around.
Azu, give me a fortitude save, please.
19.
Good. And could you give me a heal check, please?
For me?
Nope.
Okay. 15.
Great. You managed to hardy the night away. You neither heal up, but neither do you take damage from being in the cold all the time. The heal check is to make sure that the same happened for Sasha, who was not capable of doing anything else. Basically, Sasha started suffering from the cold. You did some more healing and hugging and so on, and you managed to keep her at bay. Hamid, you, on the other hand, managed to sleep. Give me a will save. Because Rome's the worst.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
No!
9.
Hamid pops.
Again.
Just keeps happening.
Hamid, you wake up after having a night's sleep. Blah, style. It was a horrific nightmare. You remember no details of which whatsoever, but you are absolutely certain of where you need to go next. When you wake up, you are dead certain that the worst bit of Rome... It's over there, and it's the direction that you were headed. Like, you just know. You have that information.
Awesome.
You know that the dreams were horrific, possibly the worst you've ever had. Can't really remember any of them. You're just left with the emotional turmoil and the physical symptoms. Azu, I'm afraid you did not get sleep because you were too busy making sure that Sasha didn't die and Einstein didn't die.
So
that was your night.
Mechanical questions. Have I regained spell slots?
You have regained spell slots and have had natural healing. Everyone else has not, because you had Endure Elements, which allowed you to weather that cold,
and I'll probably
long,
still have
dark.
Another few hours of Endure Elements left,
You
I
have
think.
A few hours left, yeah.
Not a lot, but some.
And as a recap for everyone, the reason Hamid had Endure Elements is he cast it on himself, went, that was fine, and then tried to cast it on Einstein and accidentally blew a building up and went, you know what? Maybe just one of us is enough.
Well, I offered to keep trying and no one wanted it after the small explosion.
Pedants, am I right? Yeah. If you don't want the side effects...
I just have to accept that all the choices are bad choices, don't I? I think.
That's not true. You can make good choices, but I'll punish you for them.
All the choices are bad choices.
What you need to remember is the universe fundamentally hates us.
You know what? In some ways, it's quite freeing to know that. Because it means that you don't get to say, oh, you know, I shouldn't feel bad, you know. It's not like everything's out to get... You know, it is.
Right, full nihilism, smash the show.
So, Hamid awakes horrifically. Are you all right?
Hamid? Okay.
I put a hand on your shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Reassuring patting.
Thank you.
Bad dream.
Yes, very. Oh, dear.
Well, at least you slept. That's good.
I did. I actually feel a bit better, I think. He's sort of patting himself. Well, physically, at least.
However, unless you're willing to risk a prestidigitation, I'm assuming that you're still tattered and slightly burned and stuff.
The greatest indignity.
I mean, how badly wrong can prestidigitation really go?
Oh,
Hamid
God.
Pops.
Sasha dies for Hamid's vanity.
I don't cast...
He really was a Bertie, after all.
I don't cast prestidigitation. I get a hand mirror and a comb out of my bag of holding and make some attempt to at least not look terrible.
How do people live like this? Yeah,
but because you haven't usually had to do that, you've really got no idea
how to... It just keeps poking there and wondering why it isn't working. What's the plan? In fact, Einstein, the plan. What is it? What are we doing?
I think I know where we need to go.
And how is that exactly?
Yeah.
My dreams...
Oh, so that's not sinister or foreboding at all. Well, I'm sure that has no ramifications whatsoever, quite.
Well, unless you've got a better idea.
I don't.
This is a good point, you know.
Everything in Rome has been pretty sinister and foreboding.
Now I think about it, it's a fair point. Everything wants to kill us anyway, right?
And we don't have any way of knowing what direction to go in other than this.
The opposite direction to that is also a very good option.
We came here for a reason. We've got to at least try.
Oh, good point. Einstein reaches into his pocket and tries to use the mobile stone that he has for Grizzop. Hello?
Hello?
The one in my bag makes a noise.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, the signal is terrible.
Professor Presser, that's here now.
Oh, that was very silly. You should have given that to Grizzop.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know.
We were in such a rush, and we didn't realise he wasn't coming with us till the last second, really.
That's fine.
It's not fine.
No, but sometimes you say that's fine, you feel better, you know?
I don't think that works.
Okay. That's fine.
We should get moving.
Lead the way, spooky knowledge man.
Feeling any better after yesterday?
Nope.
No.
Well, then we can't
What's that,
get
Sasha?
Moving yet, can we? Sasha's still out of action.
Now, here's the thing that occurs to me. I can't teleport till I rest. Sasha can't get better till she rests. The only person here who gets to rest is the one who's in your elements. So thing, either we risk exploding again, which, by the way, risk I take all the time. Or things only get worse from here. So we may as well walk.
We still have one potion somewhere. We should let Sasha drink that first, probably.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll try casting it on you, Professor.
Okay, I suggest that we do it not in here.
Okay. Cross your fingers.
No, you need it. It has somatic components, you see. Very important.
I'm saying you should cross your fingers.
Oh, yeah, go nuts.
Okay.
Maybe heal Sasha first, you know, so that if I die, she can carry me, you know. Don't leave my body here, actually. I should point that out. I don't want to be a zombie.
Is that what happens here?
I don't know. Rome. Could be.
You could definitely burn him if he died.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, by the way. Very nice. You popped.
Yeah, it didn't go exactly according to plan, but it seemed to help.
Between us, did you mean to shoot your feet?
Yes.
Oh, good, great, good
it
job.
Didn't happen quite how I meant it to.
Oh, it's very.
But it was what I was trying to do.
You do a good fireball.
Yeah.
Are you telling me you aimed a fireball at yourself?
Well, I didn't
could
know
you
exactly
see? It was
where
great.
It was, apart from the fact it was really close to me.
He just sort of fell asleep and then his feet caught fire. It was crazy.
It's a beautiful, dramatic scene. That's how Einstein records it, and it's perfect.
Look, Einstein lives in a very happy and incorrect
close
world.
Close enough.
Please don't do that again.
I mean, you say that, it sort of worked. Also, high five for the paladin with the axe, right? Yeah! Woo!
Okay, so let's feed this potion to Sasha.
All right. Do we need to roll to feed Sasha a potion?
What kind of potion is it?
I believe it's a cure light, but it might be a cure moderate.
So cure light is...
D8 plus one.
No, it's a moderate.
It's a moderate. 2d8 plus three.
2d8 plus three,
yes. So I've got written down three cure light wounds, which would now be two.
Yep.
Because we gave one to Einstein, and cure moderate wounds times one.
So scratch off the cure moderate, and then you will heal 2d8, roll for yourself, plus three. Why get potions, they say? It's not like you're going to a place where... Oh, no, thank goodness.
Oh, yay!
Solid.
15.
15?
You're conscious again.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So you're on minus...
No,
you were on minus...
Oh, I was on minus seven.
So you'll go to eight
plus
15.
Cool. So eight whole hit points, gang. This
oh, also,
is crazy.
We get to play the game. What's your new scar? Tell me what's your new scar. Is it bad? Does it hurt when you walk?
Well, no, since she already has a scar that does that. And she's already burned down one side of her face and neck and missing teeth.
Yep.
This time I thought that since this was a magical punch... She would have basically white hair in the kind of circle around the sort of side of her head where she got punched.
Nice.
So it is not in any way like the kind of elegant one-wide streak.
Yeah.
Thing. Like this is that her hair looks messed up.
Manky Dalmatian.
She looks, manky Dalmatian. And it's also, it's this... If any of you have ever tried to bleach your hair and it's gone wrong...
Yes, continue.
So the hair is sort of dead.
I looked like Alistair Darling. Carry on.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It was not a good look.
Yeah, no. The hair is dead and crispy in that over-bleached sort of way. And one would suspect that it will always grow that way from now on.
You awake?
It's invisible. You have to hear. Oh.
It's all right.
It's very dead.
We killed it.
Hamid exploded.
It was not a wise decision.
Did he survive that?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, all right. Yeah. It got the drop on me. I don't even know how.
Because it was invisible and could fly.
Yeah.
See, I could handle one of those things.
I know, right?
Well.
Right. Okay. Let's get. Going then, gotta save your people.
I don't think you should carry on in this condition. I think you need to rest some more.
Well, in this place, that's just inviting danger.
We've been safe here for the last few hours. Enough to rest up a bit. But the problem is that it only kind of helps if you're protected from the cold. And only I was protected from the cold.
So
share your blanket, mate.
No, because of the spell.
It's magical.
Magic blanket.
The one that didn't work yesterday, but the professor thinks we should try again because it's the only way to heal up properly. And
so, I mean...
He needs the ability to cast spells back, and that will only happen if he gets to rest.
Well, right, then you... Like, you
I think the
do
same
that.
Should happen to you.
I would really rather not be dead again.
I know.
So here's the thing. Now, I'm a generous guy, but... I do sort of know that if I don't get better, everybody dies.
Yeah.
So we gotta take that as a given. We could try it on me and then decide from there. I mean, we wanna test it now. We don't wanna test it where we end up because then we show everyone where we are. If we do it now, then, you know.
It's the best chance we're gonna get, probably.
Tell you what, it's very difficult not teleporting everywhere.
You have to walk all the time.
My legs! They're rubbish!
Yeah.
It's like balancing on asparagus.
God, I love Einstein. Okay.
Cool, I'm ready. So I reckon everyone probably should be ready to run in case I explode or the street explodes or 100 invisible demons eat our faces. You know, standard stuff.
Well, that one's on the cards, apparently.
Should okay.
Go outside?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
What did it turn out looking like? Was it like a big invisible dragon? What was it?
Purple.
Einstein heads outside. He's over there! Also, why it's hot!
Oh, right, the puddle. I can't believe I lost to a puddle.
It was very, very dangerous. Also, I think acidic or something.
I cast Endure Elements on Einstein.
Einstein pulls you away from everyone before you do so. It works.
Oh.
No negative side effects. Not even a little explosion. You started casting. He had double thumbs up, big grin. You finished casting. Double thumbs up, big grin. He waits. Is it okay?
I think so.
Hey, great.
How are you
feeling? Still look like
it's great.
Not suffering so much from the heat.
He looks around. I guess not. I'm going to be honest, I'm very old. The whole world is just too hot or too cold anyway, you know?
Why? You don't need to make me endure elements. Like, why would that even help?
Because then when you can feel better later.
You did wake up with frost on you.
Yeah. Like, couldn't someone, like, heal me? I don't...
Unless you've got any more potions, I'm out. And
I do, actually. I have 2 cure light wounds.
Well, you can try taking them, then. It's just that... If the professor and I don't rest, we can't cast spells, and so...
I mean, here's the thing. I'm good now. Like, I can sleep anywhere. This is fine.
How about we rest, and then Einstein teleports us somewhere where we can get better safely, and then teleport back?
Well, because teleporting in Rome isn't precise, so... If
oh, yeah, we're 50-50. We die trying to leave anyway, you know?
We're here. Like, we can't... We've got to finish this now.
Look, you know what? Could be worse. Grizzop could be in terrible situation. Who knows? Flawless segue that no one will question. So, you have managed to get Wild back to Temple of Artemis.
Mm-hmm.
Please, rather than an RP, describe what your game plan is there.
Right.
Interestingly, you guys have more or less synced up a little bit. I think you're still a little bit far ahead, but you've more or less synced up.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to check in, talk to whoever's in charge and say, you know, that Barrett was, that was me who left the note with Barrett, and then get their best healer to look over Wild and tell them to put him to sleep, because he can't.
Get out a lethal injection. Yeah. He's had his time. No. So I'll let you name. You're so keen to name. Hey, name a character. Go. What's the healer called?
Giffis.
So Giffis is there.
Wow.
Giffis is there.
See, I was thinking Gilly Filiops, which is scarily similar.
Giffis. So, Giffis is there.
Giffis is a gnome.
Giffis is a gnome, yeah, I'll allow that too. And you know what? Here's my new thing. I will take suggestions right up until they're invalid. Giffis is level 20. No, Giffis isn't level 20. Shh.
It's almost like we're playing bad for the apocalypse now.
So, yeah. Giffis the gnome's there. Okay. The Artemis lot is very different. A lot more of hammering of knees, even when it's not required, that kind of thing. It's just a bit more rough and ready. Yeah, okay, cool. Let's try this. Try to cast sleep on Wild. Wild is out of it. Not a success.
Right.
Any idea?
Dunks the basketball. Giffis strikes again. Screws up some paper.
Any idea?
The crowd goes wild. Giffis.
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 Yes, brilliant. You've certainly cast sleep on someone.
Yes, I have.
Do you know what is going on? As I said, when I found him, he was face down and he was bleeding from the nose and ears.
Giffis opens his mouth to speak, at which point Wild is... starts crying out and thrashing.
That's bad.
Huh. Sleep! Wild goes quiet.
And
he
didn't wake up, he was having a nightmare!
No, he's not.
Wait!
He's double
Five,
sleeping.
Four, Thanks, three, God. Two, one. Giffis, stop mucking about!
Wild wakes up, eyes wide open. Metagame. You've got a good will save on you, Wild. I'll give you that now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. Wild's just there. Hey.
So magic ain't working either.
That's interesting. Sleep don't work, huh?
Yeah. Well, at least we tried. Now we know something more about your condition.
Try it again. I keep wanting to say Figgis now.
It's Giffis.
It's Giffis.
Obviously. Giffis the gnome. Good old Giffis. We love Giffis.
Oh, I didn't realise that you'd pre-done Figgis. I thought it was just because he kept saying, give him a name. I was like, Gilly, Giffis, Giffis.
His
brain was like, oh, the Gilly thing.
So Giffis.
No, the next one is Sigif.
Giffis takes Grizz up aside and he's like, right, listen. That shouldn't really happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unless someone's casting stuff on him again and again. So what I'm saying is...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, like, that would have dealt with something persistent, you know, like an enchantment, stuff like that. I mean, this is still going on. Someone's actively trying to...
Is he doing it to himself? Parasites.
Looks at Wild, looks back. Wild's grey.
Don't know why I'd be doing it to himself.
And he's just like, I don't think he's capable of doing it to
parasites.
Himself.
Parasites. What if there's something in him? He was bleeding, wasn't he?
Like that thing that was
in the tunnel.
You finally get an insight into how bad Wild is. Giffis turns around and goes, right, Wild, strip off. Wild just goes, yeah, okay. Stands up and starts taking his clothes off.
Oh, no!
He's definitely better.
All right, I'll take
better
a break
as,
there and be back,
as a human.
Back in a second.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma, a new sci-fi comedy podcast. Join me, Trexel Geistman.
Oh, and also me, David Seven.
David, will you please be quiet? As you follow the adventures of Stella Firma Limited's most effortlessly charming and respected planet designer, working to make your requests a reality.
And me, his clone assistant, who actually writes things down.
David, one more word out of you and I'm putting your head in a vacuum tube. Season 1 premieres on February 15th and is available for free via iTunes, Spotify and all other good podcast players. For more information, visit rustyquill.com.
Trexel, can we please get back to the brief now?
Right, that's it. Into that tube.
And welcome back. I am going to jump back to Rome.
Okay.
Where are you heading? Are you continuing with Endure Elements or are you moving on?
Well, Professor, do you want to rest now? I mean, we don't know how... Whether we're
I mean,
get
Einstein looks
later.
Rough and he's like, now, here's the thing. Meh.
If we're about to go into the worst part of Rome, which I think we probably are, like, I'd rather that you two were in the best condition possible.
Let's take
Fine.
A moment.
Fine, cast explode head on me and...
I mean, you know what? That might work. You know, this magic's weird. That could do the trick.
Don't do that.
Okay. Einstein backs away.
Go on.
She just stands in the middle of the street. Can't be worse than being punched by an invisible gut dragon.
You're so wrong! You're so wrong!
Be quiet, right, thanks for the vote of confidence, Professor. I cast Endure Elements.
You
words I can't say on this family-friendly podcast.
The spell works without any side effects.
She's standing with her arms out in the middle of the street, like gripping, with her eyes shut.
Are you platooning
like,
it?
and is there for quite a while after you've cast it, just like, not obviously still waiting.
Hey, good job! You're 2 for 2!
What?
It worked.
Oh. I thought it'd be a bit more dramatic than that.
It's a very simple spell.
When you get it right, double thumbs up from Einstein.
Right,
what about you, Azu?
Go have a nap. Come on, Einstein.
I can take watch now. I feel okay.
I should probably try.
Okay.
Oh, no. Einstein backs up.
Okay.
Oh, wait. One of us should have a potion ready so that if she explodes, we can get her back up.
Sasha will hand you, or hand Einstein, her second to last Cure Light Wounds.
Cool!
I cast Endure Elements. Come on, please.
Oh, I thought I was casting it on myself, but okay.
Oh, so well. But no, natural one.
Ooh.
Spell fails!
Oh my god! Have you killed me?
Azu pops. Yeah, you endure elements, but the element was your own blood! And it all falls out of your body!
I can cast endure elements on myself.
Now, John,
if Aphrodite will listen to you.
Yeah. Now, John,
like, my magic sometimes works, sometimes goes wrong.
Mine is completely
flipped.
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Bad news and good news.
So the bad news is you are going to get hurt quite badly. Good news is, not all failed spells turn into fireball.
Sometimes
I mean, this is only a first level spell, so it would be a bit wrong.
Flesh-eating necrotic bacteria.
Is it only first level?
Yeah.
Alex puts back the dice that he wanted to use.
So many dice.
You take 6.
Ow!
Are you okay?
So what
you
happens know? Is purple light, obviously, as I was saying before, when you're casting here, you get these purple lights. Purple lights start shimmering around Hamid, and then suddenly purple flames leap up around Azu, and then they drop.
That did not work.
Oh, okay.
Check your fingers, check your toes.
They're all present and correct.
Are you just sure you haven't turned into some kind of crazy zombie creature? It's not all that bad, if I'm honest.
Do you want to keep trying?
Okay, as it does what I just did, which is just maintains eye contact with you for a while.
Oh, she's game! Oh, it's on!
I don't feel like I have that much of a choice. Okay. One more time and then...
Okay, I try again.
Do you have unlimited enjoyment?
No, I can cast it 7 times.
Okay, then definitely this is the last time.
Hey! Spell works. Spell works and is improved in a way you cannot determine. Maybe Einstein can? Einstein can tell. Oh, get the fancy man! Comes over. Hey!
What?
You just lengthened it. Good job.
Oh, that'll help, yeah.
You can tell by the colouring.
Cool.
Good.
All right, well, let's have one of these magic naps then.
Well, I'll
most Sasha response to the situation ever.
I'll keep watch.
Thank you.
Cool. If anyone needs me, I'll be asleep. She climbs into a pot.
Like sleeping in pots.
Yeah. Is the floor that's above the thing whole enough that she could sleep in a different room so that we're not all snuck up on if something comes up?
Not really. It's basically rubble.
All right. Well, then she'll just like sleep next to the door. But where? So if the door opens, she'd be behind. There isn't a door. So there's a hole. She's just gonna sleep and she's gonna be really angry about the fact that she can't find a way to flank.
Yeah. As he's just gonna like face plant on the floor.
Hamid, you're taking first watch?
Yeah.
Give me a perception check, please.
15.
You hear that something is moving around out in the city. Not the of destroyed buildings, not cries or anything, but you definitely hear some distinct movement.
I'm not going looking for anything. I'm going to stay where I am and only worry if something sounds like it's approaching and getting close.
What did you get on the perception?
15.
15. It sounds like it's casting about. It's not just striking past. It's kind of moving around, stopping. Moving around and stopping. Might be looking for you. It could be a rat. Like, you genuinely have no idea.
I'm going to do my best to stay hidden as well.
Okay. I'm going to jump back to Grizzop then at that point. I don't know what to tell you. Like...
The parasites that eat magic. Remember? Come on. Open an encyclopedia at some point. Hang on, I'm going to run around.
Mages.
Wait, I'm running around his study. I'll find the book, open it on the entry.
Yeah.
That. He's got one of those, I bet.
Oh, yeah. We call them shackleworms where I'm from.
Do you? Yeah. Great. A shackleworm, then. He's got a shackleworm. Get the shackleworm out. It's probably in his brain. Whoa, you probably got a worm in your brain.
What? Giffins just comes over. Thing with shackles is there'll be an entry mark somewhere. And he just starts examining Wild's body.
I will also start examining Wild's body.
Everyone give me a perception check.
In a fun and sexy
art
way.
On a postcard.
Goblin and a gnome and a naked Wild.
A mere 11.
See, the funny joke is to go, oh, there it is. No, wait, never mind.
There it is again.
There appears to be no entry wound. At which point then Giffs is like, starts having a look inside the ears, you know.
In the hair, yeah.
Wild, we may have to shave your head. Wild's just like, and gestures vaguely with his hand.
Shave dagger.
Brutal. Wild gets
an sharp dagger.
Wild gets an impromptu cue cut. That Givis starts looking at him. No.
Right, so it's not a shackleworm.
You know what?
Inside his mouth, up his nose.
Giffis has already done these checks.
Other places.
Giffis has already done these checks.
Right, as long as we're thorough.
Yep.
I assume he's like passed
I'll be back.
On a bench now.
Giffis goes out, closes the door behind him, Wild's just there. His curls in his lap.
Oh.
I'll get rid of them for you. I'll throw them away.
Oh.
Well, but just leave the trophy.
No, I just mean, you know.
Oh, right, the general
it's
situation.
It's a real down.
Couldn't happen to a nicer man.
Shackles a new one. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, sure. Right. Well, while Giffis is off doing whatever it is, we'll get you sorted out. But what next?
Have you gone over any of the paperwork that you retrieved from the... He looks at you blankly for a moment.
The factory?
Nope. Earlier.
Ratchet?
earlier.
Clanks.
Earlier.
The vault.
The vault?
Yes.
I thought all that paperwork was supposed to be rubbish. It's just...
Not all of it.
Okay. Well, no, you've been looking over that because it's been with you.
We had like a single ciphered file that we passed to Wild, yeah.
He reaches in to his clothes, which are on a different chair, because he's still there, no clothes, just a haggard wreck of a man.
Aww.
Plucks out a leather wallet and hands it to you.
Right.
I'll rifle through it.
You have no knowledge engineerings or anything like that that's even vaguely relevant, do you?
Geography, nature and religion.
No. So what you may have there is the beginnings of a kill switch.
For the Sims.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay.
Which is good news. We need that.
Great. Hand it off to your best engineering men.
It's not finished.
That's why you would hand it off to your, best engineering people. Oh, no, except they might have been infiltrated by the Carpathians.
There you go.
Well, there must be some sort of mechanical temple. Trust the paladins.
Wild's giving you very, very little. He's.
What about, Hephaestus? They like hammering things.
Wild just stares blankly at Grizzop. There's a bit of a shift where it goes from... It's an attempt at withering, but slowly just stretches out till you realise he's just gone blank on you again.
Look, if you die, what do I do?
Kind of sits up, slaps his face a bit. You need to find someone in the Hephaestus lot that you trust with that.
Okay.
If they can't make it, they'll tell you who can.
Right.
Get that thing made. And stay away from the marriage crats now. Something's wrong there.
Okay.
I don't know.
If Giffis comes back with something, just fix yourself. Get yourself fixed. And when you do, help get the others out of Rome.
You may want to avoid everyone else now. What was it you were saying? Off the...
Radar. Grid.
That's the one.
We don't have radar. It's the grid.
What's a radar?
Exactly.
But yeah, you might...
Stay off the perception check.
You're gonna have to get off the off of the map on this one.
That's usually how I live, so that's fine. This is the most on the grid I have been for a while. Anyway, get them out of Rome if you can.
I can.
Well, try. You're a clever man with a lot of connections. If I can keep going, you can keep going.
Wild sort of stands up. Starts putting his clothes on.
No, not now!
Why not?
Because Giffis might have an idea. He's not just run off, but... Sit down.
Wild sits back down.
Because if you just go and try and do stuff, you're just going to die, and then you will be no use to anyone. I want you to be useful. So you sit there, you get yourself healed, and then you help the people that you are supposed to be handling, who have gone into Rome... Because the individuals that you didn't know had infiltrated the meritocracy have taken people very dear to them. And they've gone to try and get them back. And we can't abandon them.
Sure. But you need to know that what you're doing is more important.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. That's why you're doing the other thing, if you live.
Thanks, Grizzop.
Now just shut up and try and conserve your energy. And don't even think about making some sort of witty quip.
He just kind of sits there and fiddles with his hands a little bit.
Staring at him.
I'm going to accelerate time for you, Ben. Giffis has a conversation with a bunch of the little clerics. They come and take you aside and basically say they're certain that someone's probably casting spells on him from afar. Probably more than one person, given, like... Distance is difficult. Distance and a specific person over a long distance, really, really hard. This kind of thing, like, this might be a concerted effort by multiple people.
So, put him in anti-magic shackles.
That's exactly what we're about to do, but good. Do you know if he's got any enemies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Loads. A bit me, for one.
They'll kind of look at one another.
And I'm supposed to be one of his friends and close associates, so this is the kind of man that Wild is.
Cool.
It's not even related to the meritocrats, it's just an X.
So they take Wild down to the cells where you still might have Barrett locked, unless you go with them. And they say that they have a cell in there that's equipped with like an anti-magic crystal, basically. And then they place Wild in there. They come back and just go, yeah, he's out of it.
Good. Good. Yeah, so
Just remind him not to take those off and that he's not a wizard for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and what have you done with Barrett? The other idiot that I sent here.
Oh, yeah. They go down, check in on him. Barrett, still sat. Appears to be doing some maths in a corner.
Are you going to be doing anything useful?
Turns around. He's gagged. They're like, yeah, sorry, he...
He can nod and shake his head.
He looks at you and then shakes his head.
Right. Did Sasha want him to stay alive? It's not going to be helpful. Barrett, if I say I'm going to kill you if you're not useful, are you going to be useful?
Kind of gives a...
Now wow. Is not the time for sass, Barrett. Nod or shake your head. Your life literally depends on it.
The Artemis guard's like, oh, please don't. That's so much paperwork for me.
Well, I'll take him outside.
Yeah.
If I sign him out...
No, fair, fair. No, that is fair. That is fair, yeah.
So it has to be out of a 50-foot
radius. Just please
radius,
do sign it out. I don't want to have to deal with that. I'm yeah, not on the side.
This man is a predator, so if he's not useful, he needs to be got rid of.
Barrett stands, comes over to the sort of slot, gestures at his gag.
Get rid of his gag.
The guard opens the door, takes the gag off. Barrett's there. What do you want?
The cult have kidnapped people close to us. And
yeah, they'll do that.
My friends have gone to Rome.
He gives a... That bit of a blink. Okay.
Now, you're a bad man. Yes. And as far as I'm concerned, the gods can deal with you.
Okay.
So I have no qualms with taking you out the back and shooting you through the back of the neck.
Okay.
So, I need a reason to keep you alive. Do you have one?
Give me a moment.
The thing is, I like the fact that he has some sass, because it has to be believable that he terrified everyone close to Sasha for, like, decades.
So, I mean, what guarantees do I have that if I give you anything at all, you're not going to shoot me anyway?
Well, you don't, do you? This is what happens when you have no bargaining chips, but you...
Why would I help you at all?
What do you lose? I'm definitely going to kill you if you don't help me, but I only might kill you if you do.
You're a paladin, you can just make a promise, and then if you break it...
I'm not going to give him that sort of thing.
Yeah,
Barrett's just like, then do it. I've got no reason to help you whatsoever.
Okay, sure. Wow. Sign him out.
Really? Like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was no question that Ben was not going to do
this. This is so much better with Helen's reaction.
I am going to jump to Rome.
Yep.
Okay, I get to accelerate time. For a little while. The thing that's casting about is casting about nearer now, to the point where it might be worth letting people know. It's been about 4 hours, so let's put it this way. If it's a false alarm, people will still be able to then go back to sleep and finish their rest. But something's moving around a little bit closer.
I'll go downstairs and I'll probably wake Azu gently if I can.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's something moving around. Upstairs, I don't know if it's going to find us, but I just thought you should have your armour on just in case.
I will definitely do that.
I don't think we should wake up the professor, but should we wake up Sasha too?
Well, she doesn't have any armour to put on, so when we're sure it's a threat.
Okay, just stay quiet, but get ready. I'm going to go back to look.
Okay, quiet clanking.
What a stage direction.
I'm going to borrow the cloak of Elvenkind.
Okay.
Just so I can make a stealth roll and have a good lookout spot.
Give me a stealth check.
Elvenkind is +5.
Yeah. 20 total.
Nice. Yeah, you managed to basically... You realise that the easiest way that you're going to be able to have a proper vantage is actually going up above the trapdoor into the rubble, and then the cloak's doing a lot of the work. You remember the Lord of the Rings Black Gate bit where he's...
Yeah, and they look that, like a rock.
That happens. Mm. That's literally how
a
this thing works.
A halfling in an elven cloak looks like a rock.
I know,
amazing.
Right?
Yay.
You're basically in the closest thing I can get to Mordor. I'm so proud of you.
We are going to Mordor, aren't we?
Basically.
We didn't simply walk there, so it's fine.
Weird Mordor.
A figure steps out into the alleyway where all of the stabbing and the almost dead Sasha and so on, at the very, very far end. And the light's behind them, so you can't make out shape or anything. They seem to be looking around the corner very carefully. They're big. They're not Azu big, but they're like tall, human big, like humanoid. So the figure, they appear to be sort of staring directly at where you are, but they don't appear to have seen you. And they start creeping, not very stealthily, nearer. They have what's left of a cloak up on them. They appear to be a human, like right size, right shape. In fact, you see like a tattered sleeved arm come out for a moment. And then give me a perception check.
30.
30?
All right, Sasha.
You see for a moment that they're clearly wearing underneath the cloak a cuirass or a breastplate of some kind with the symbol of Apollo on it. They are coming very, very close, but they're looking around.
And I think I know who it is.
It's an idiot.
Hamid,
it's
Hamid
a big idiot.
Hamid wouldn't.
It's a big idiot.
No!
And they're looking left and right.
Don't spoil it for me.
And they're stopped and they're looking at this sort of oily, oily puddle. And they're just very carefully, they kneel down, they sort of pick it up and wipe it in their fingers a bit. You see them put it to their mouth and then down again. And then they look up and down the street. They still haven't seen you. They have no idea where you are.
100%.
But
what a fool.
Hamid never interacted with this person. I don't think there's any reason for him to break his stealth. Oh. Unless I see.
Talk about missed trains.
Like, I saw a marking of Apollo, but I don't know. Unless he drops the cloak,
I see
a little bit more.
The figure looks around, looks left, briefly looks down at the tavern place. There's a cry of some kind of creature distant. The figure turns, looks. For a brief moment, you see in the hood the most stunningly attractive features you have ever seen. And then they run off away from that cry and in towards the streets.
I think once I've seen their face, I'm going to shout out.
In which case, then, he starts running off and then...
Wait!
The figure stops, turns, then throws back their hood, revealing... Okay, so this is for Helen's benefit. Think of the most preternaturally attractive male that you can in the sort of Western European tradition.
Sure, pretty sure he's only charisma 18.
He was last time you met him.
Yeah, we've got
in the Western tradition.
Like, in the Western European... So, but like, long, golden... At this point,
is he Chris Hemsworth?
Is he an Adonis?
You know what? Chris Hemsworth, actually. Use Chris Hemsworth as your base template.
Helen's back in.
Yeah.
I think she was out.
Like, Western European. Okay.
Now we're playing.
Now turn that up.
Oh!
Think...
You're right, Helen's reactions, they make it.
Think more Thor Ragnarok, because he's been having a rough time of it, whoever this person is.
Oh, but it just they makes are, him sexier.
They are dirty,
he's,
they've got their slightly singed hair.
Dark world.
You can see the
hair actually in many ways detracted.
You can see certain
but
like
actually,
scarring and so
actually
on.
It's more Hemsworth in Ghostbusters. Because he's so stupid. You can imagine Edward being like, do I look better? Playing the saxophone.
So the figure in the middle of the street
the saxophone.
Tears off their cloak, revealing a bright golden breastplate.
God, you haven't met the Apollo. No.
And just stands there and then loudly and clearly goes, "You evildoer, I will find you and I will vanquish you.
Oh, no.
I have travelled 1,000 leagues and I will travel 1,000 more before I am vanquished by the likes of you. Have at thee and die, fool."
Whoa.
Oh, hello.
Be quiet!
All right. Hello.
Hi!
Who are you?
Hamid's Lover out of hand. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Ed.
Come inside.
And I think I'll end the episode there.
Oh, he's so northern wait. Too.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, that's Ed.
Have you... Okay, so Azu's gonna bang Ed.
So whilst I look up a very...
Not because Azu wants to, but...
So whilst I, look up, whilst I look up a very specific set of the rules within Pathfinder, we'll
roll for
we'll
rolling.
Join you next week. Bye, yes. Guys.
Goodbye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at @TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
You obviously don't love Aphrodite enough. That's the problem. Obviously, that's the problem.
Wow!
No. It's that Aphrodite doesn't like Azu enough.
Oh!
You guys are mean.
Yeah, they are.
Okay,
defend
we all good?
Me.
119, right? Alex deleted it. Alex doesn't know what it's called now.
Make it up. It's called Giffis.
Everything is now called Giffis. My scar is that my name is now Giffis.
Now that, a reality warping scar.